Tom Tillis, Dick Durbin pushed to revive amnesty for illegal aliens amid Biden's mass migration at border. By John Binder on April 7, 2022. As federal agencies prepare for a mass migration event at the United States-Mexico border due to President Joe Biden's ending Title 42 on May 23, Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, and Dick Durbin, DEL, are setting their sights on amnesty for illegal aliens. Last week, Biden officials announced that the administration would end the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Title 42 authority that has allowed U.S. Border Patrol to quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries over the last 2 years. As a result, Biden officials are now preparing for a mass migration event at the border where they expect a foreign population the size of Atlanta, Georgia, roughly 500,000. To show up every month hoping to be released into the U.S. interior by the administration's expansive catch-and-release network. Amid those warnings, Tillis and Durbin confirmed to The Hill that they are pushing to revive an amnesty plan for illegal aliens with fellow senators. "Yes, we want to sit at a table and ask members who have immigration, bipartisan immigration bills, to come and propose those bills to us and see if we can build a 60-vote-plus margin for a group of bills. It may not be possible, but I think it is," Durbin said, asked about holding meetings after the recess. Emphasis added. Tillis, asked by The Hill about the talks, added that after the recess he wanted to start some working groups leading up to whenever we can have a committee markup. Emphasis added. "The only way that we're going to get real progress is have a four-pillar discussion. So immigration reform, DACA, border security, and then I think asylum reform is pretty important, particularly with that's going on with Title 42, Tillis said. Emphasis added. An internal Department of Homeland Security, DHS, memo, exclusively obtained and published by Breitbart News, details Biden's plans to hugely expand his catch-and-release network once Title 42 is ended. The memo states, "The purpose of this plan is to describe a proactive approach that humanely prevents and responds to surges in irregular migration across the U.S. southern border. This will be done while ensuring that migrants can apply for any form of relief or protection for which they may be eligible, including asylum, withholding of removal, and protection from removal under the regulations implementing United States obligations under the Convention Against Torture." Emphasis added. The goal, the DHS memo states, is to put as many border crossers and illegal aliens into the administration's broad-scale release mechanisms, which include busing and flying them into the U.S. interior as well as providing them with free cell phones, as the White House confirmed. "We need to take steps to ensure that we know where individuals are and we can track, and we can check in with them," White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said this week, confirming that the administration was giving free cell phones to border crossers and illegal aliens before they are released into the U.S. interior. Representative Jim Banks, RN, has suggested that the wave of illegal immigration is set to break such historic records that most of the nation's population growth next year could be attributed to Biden's ending Title 42. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.